The Office of Management and Budget released its draft guidance for agency compliance with the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act last week. FITARA gives federal CIOs greater budgetary responsibility and a larger say in IT decisions. OMB's draft guidance attempts to help agencies navigate these new waters. Van Hitch is a senior advisor at Deloitte and former Justice Department CIO. He helped draft the guidance and joins us now to walk through it. Van, good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Great to be with you and talk to you again.
All right. So this guidance, let's talk about, first of all, just give us a general sense of what the main things it needs agencies to do right now.
Well, first of all, we're in a period of public review right now. So during May, the public has an opportunity to comment and so forth. After that, when the guidance is actually implemented, then agencies need to develop a self-assessment and a plan for how they're actually going to implement the guidance. And the guidance is pretty specific. So I think the plan would need to be pretty comprehensive in terms of how they are going to implement FITARA by December 31st of this year.
All right. So So they have some time now to comment on it. Do we know whether comments are coming in at this point?
I think they are getting comments. There has been a very extensive period of review that has gone into this draft. So I would think the comments are going to be they're not going to change the substance of it, but they are getting some comments in. Yes.
All right. So in your work with the administration in developing this, first of all, I have to say Tony Scott, who is the new federal CIO, seemed well versed in all of this, and he hasn't been on the job all that long. So it sounds like you did a good education job getting him up to speed on all of these issues, which have a really long history.
Tony, you have to give him credit. I mean, he came in, both feet on the ground. He embraced this. I think he sees it as a very strategic thing for the federal government, and he embraced this right away and has run with it. I think he and his team have done an outstanding job in developing these guidelines.
And I think over the last few weeks, since people read the law itself, the text of the bill, and also the guidance, it becomes clear that CIOs didn't get total, absolute budgetary control over anything. I guess nobody in the federal government has that. But it does give them more of a seat at the table. And so in many ways, it sounds as if FITARA itself is almost the final fulfillment of the Clinger-Cohen Act of so many years ago.
Yes, actually, Clinger-Cohen was really an enlightened piece of legislation way back in the mid-1990s. If it had been implemented in a uniform way across the federal government, who knows? FITARA may not even have been needed. But because it was implemented in kind of a patchwork way, each agency found itself and each CIO found themselves in a different situation and not always in the best circumstances in terms of making sure that they could control and lead the IT effort in their agency. And I think FITARA has tried to pick that up and to make sure that all CIOs have a seat at the table, have good partnerships within the executive suite and can really lead IT in their organization. One thing that the guidance does is creates what it calls a common core of controls that all agencies will be implementing. And that's one of the things during this period when they're developing their plan of how they're going to implement it. They have to define how they're going to attack that common core.
And the non-departmental level CIOs, all those big bureau CIOs, big agency CIOs, I guess under the law, technically they are no longer CIOs without modification in the title. They have to be deputy or associate. And yet a lot of the department level CIOs really don't want to take over the jobs of those big agency CIOs. So how do you expect that to play out?
Well, I think, first of all, I don't think the law specifically says that no one else can have a title of the CIO. And I tend to agree with that because CIO is a generic term used in the industry. I think that the guidance actually plays a role in making sure that the partnerships are emphasized. And I think the partnership between the agency CIO and the bureau CIOs has to be very strong. The agency CIO job is really to make sure that they help identify what is commodity? What are the things that are shareable across an entire department? And take the lead and get those things implemented in a way that that improves the efficiency and effectiveness and reduces redundancy. And the agency CIOs have to play a key role in that, in being a trusted advisor and implementer of those things, as well as nobody is going to take the mission-specific systems other than the component or the bureau CIO. So I think their job is still very significant, and I think they're a key part of the team of the agency CIO.
And that might be one of the lesser understood subtleties in this whole thing, is the readjusting of the relationship between the departmental level and the agency level CIO. That's as big a deal in this as is the readjustment of the relationship between the departmental level CIO and the CFO.
Right, right. Yeah, I think nothing, no law is going to take the place of really developing good relationships and making sure that those relationships are in place over the long haul. And I think the relationship between the agency CIO and the bureau CIOs is one that really has to be very strong. And I've kind of outlined what I think the overall roles are. But, one of the things that the agency CIO has to do is to define how they're going to delegate some of their responsibilities. And I think the bureau CIOs would be a natural recipient of some of that delegation. In terms of the CFO, the bottom line is, all of these programs cost a lot of money. And I think the CFO and the CIO have to have a very strong relationship, and the CFO and their team plays a key role in helping the CIO implement effective IT across the agency by making sure that they are involved in all the key aspects of IT, regardless of where it is in the department. So I think the guidance does a great job in really supporting the development of those relationships, and not just with the CFO, but also the chief acquisition officer, the chief human capital officer, and the operations people in the agency.
So everybody has a seat at the table, and now some people no longer have high chairs, but full seats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thrust. And one of the key things that I think we need to keep in mind, one of the reasons that FATERA was passed originally was because of accountability. It's very difficult to assign and achieve accountability in the federal government. And one of the things that FATERA does is really tries to make sure that the CIO, in combination and with the partnerships that we've discussed, is responsible and accountable for IT in their department.
We're speaking with Van Hitch. He's former Justice Department CIO, now a specialist leader and senior advisor at Deloitte. And just explain for us a little bit about the process of developing this guidance. I'm presuming Deloitte was one of the contractors supporting the OMB. How did the whole process work? What were people looking at when they were deciding, now what do we do with this law?
Yeah. Well, OMB, as I mentioned before, I have to give them a lot of credit for what they did in terms of developing this guidance. And by the way, Deloitte was not a contractor. OMB did not get contractors to do this. They went out and solicited the input of key industry groups, past CIOs like myself, chief acquisition officers, chief human capital officer, from all different communities and professional organizations, as well as internally within the federal government. So they did a very exhaustive process of going around to different groups and exposing their thinking and getting input into it, so that these guidelines and guidance that they have developed really do represent a compilation of a lot of experience over many years of former administrations, the current administration, and all different communities, whether it's the IT community, the acquisition community, the financial community, et cetera. So I think it does represent a good balanced view.
And were there weekly meetings and lots of note-taking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There were lots of meetings. And Tony Scott was, as soon as he came on board, he jumped right in there and was front and center in this process. So as I said, I think that's that's one of the reasons that this has gotten such a good start in terms of implementing FATERA.
All right, so right now agencies have to be reading it and perhaps commenting on it, and at the point it becomes final, then it's safe to say the first task they'll have is some kind of serious navel gazing so they can arrive at their own particular situations.
Right, right. They have to develop an assessment, a self-assessment of where they are in terms of these different processes that will need to be changed in order to implement FATERA. They have to do that self-assessment and then come up with a plan, and that plan is due to OMB by August the 15th. So and that plan needs to take into consideration the scope of the change that's necessary in order to get FATERA implemented by December 31st of this year. So the short-term thing is August 15th, a plan, longer-term implementation by December 31st.
And what's your sense of what CIOs feel about all this? What I've heard is they are welcoming it, but they're just worried about a lot of the details. What's your sense of what the reaction is so far?
Yeah, I think you characterize it pretty well, actually. I think obviously with any piece of legislation and then guidance coming out of OMB, everybody's a little worried about, okay, what the paperwork that's going to be necessary in order to get this thing done, and what do I have to do next Tuesday in order to comply with OMB. But overall, I think the reaction is very good, because I think what this really does is sets the CIOs up for success. Defining success as implementing solid IT programs cost effectively at their agencies. And I think this FATERA and the implementation guidance goes a long way towards, arming the CIOs with the tools that they need in order to make that happen.
Now, you were a CIO for much longer than average. Do you think that this will make the average length of the CIO job maybe a little more comfortable, a little bit longer?
I think it takes away some of the ambiguity, and I think that was one of the reasons that the tenure of an average CIO was rather short, because according to Klinger Cohen, the CIOs had total responsibility and a lot of specifics that they were supposed to be accountable for, when in actuality the processes implemented at the agencies where they are and the organizations implemented did not really carry that out. So it was kind of, they were accountable from a high-level standpoint from Congress, or they were supposed to be, but they never felt empowered to do that in their agency. And I think this will take some of that away, and therefore I do think it will get rid of some of that ambiguity and make their lines of responsibility much clearer.
All right. Van Hitch is former Justice Department CIO, now a specialist leader and senior advisor at Deloitte. As always, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Tom.